Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
He sometimes wears glasses to see what others don't. In past lives, he was always himself. He doesn't wear Nike, yet he still does it. He's Shepard Amphelous, and you are listening to his show.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're doing well today. America is not doing well on the overall scheme of things. It's basically been degraded into a third world country, and it appears as if everything is being done on purpose. In my opinion, we cannot blame any of these so-called coincidences on government incompetence or the incompetence of people that are in the government. Everything is done for a reason. Everything is done by design. And with that being said, there is a lot going on. There's the LA so-called wildfires, and how that's going to develop. Governor Gavin Newsom's already talking about Los Angeles 2.0. They want to come in and they want to turn the entire city of Los Angeles into a smart city, just like they are planning to do with Maui, where Lahaina got burned out, and a bunch of other cities all across the United States, which raises the question, will we see more wildfires spark up across the entire United States? Guys, if you're tuning in, we're pretty much on YouTube only right now. It's today. And join us in the chat and share the show out and get the algorithms going. Let people know that this show is going on. Let's let it pop up in the live feed on the YouTube and all that. So Tim Pool talking a little bit about wildfires and directed energy conspiracies. I'm going to roll a clip and then we'll commentate on all this and go over it. But, a lot of people saying directed energy weapons, just in general, things are not right, I'm going to say, about this fire. It would be interesting to run some tests and do some test fires. For instance, like lighting a house on fire that had a 12-inch I-beam in it, a 12-inch steel I-beam, and seeing if you can get one to twist into a pretzel, just from a normal house fire. I doubt it. So there are a lot of anomalies. Cars totally blown out. Let's see what TimCast says.
From USA Today, we have good news, everybody. Don't worry. Directed energy weapons did not start the LA wildfires, because this guy, Andre Biek, who works in an office, somehow knows that. Listen, I don't think the wildfires were started by lasers or anything like this, but the idea that some dude sitting in his office debunked the claim is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, bro, maybe if the fire chief comes out and tells us definitively what started the fires, I will agree with it's debunked. But what ends up happening with these fact checkers is they go, that sounds crazy, so I'm going to call it fake. And then they just run fact check fake.
Yeah.
That's how we end up.
Okay, first of all, let's break this down. there, you know, Tim Cast is talking about the wildfires and he's talking about directed energy weapons, and he almost looks like he's siding with, you know, anyone that thinks that the wildfires were started with directed energy weapons. But then he starts talking about fact checkers and getting people to accept this narrative that these fact checkers know what's best and, you know, they should judge, you know. The main thing is he came out and he said, look, in just that small clip that we were listening to, he's like, if the fire chief comes out and tells us what happened, first of all, can we really believe a fire chief to tell us what happened? Are they going to come out and say directed energy weapons did it, or they had thermite sprinkled throughout, you know, they were dropping napalm out of helicopters or something. So that's ridiculous. So, it's almost like a psyop within itself. Like, you know, we'll roll this clip back again, but if you listen to it, it's like, okay, Tim Cass breaking this down, siding with directed energy weapons, like it could be a possibility, then talking about fact checkers, and then saying, hey, if a fire chief told us, you know, a government narrative, we would just believe that narrative because then it would be real and then he could believe it. Let's listen to that again.
From USA Today, we have good news, everybody. Don't worry. Directed energy weapons did not start the LA wildfires, because this guy, Andre Biek, who works in an office, somehow knows that. Listen, I don't think the wildfires were started by lasers or anything like this, but the idea that some dude sitting in his office debunked the claim is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, bro, maybe if the fire chief comes out and tells us definitively what started the fires, I will agree with it's debunked. But what ends up happening with these fact checkers is they go, that sounds crazy, so I'm going to call it fake. And then they just run fact check fake.
Yeah.
That's how we ended up with people saying lab leak isn't real, because the narrative machine said, no, COVID lab leak isn't real. And now they're saying COVID lab leak is what happened. So the claim, image shows directed energy weapons.
Now he believes the narrative, though. It's like, you know, these people are funny. Like, they act like they're going to, like, prove something from the mainstream. Like, I've as a journalist, I'll cite, like, mainstream stuff for the masses and stuff, but theoretically I'm sitting there thinking, like, I'll just tell people how it is, because you'll never be able to, I mean, you can play games with their sources, but, you know, they're always going to push their narrative, and people just need to be able to see through and sift through some of this BS and this garbage on the surface level to realize what's actually going on and what's taking place. But let's listen to more of what Tim Cass is saying. I haven't listened to this clip yet or anything. I just thought it would be interesting to listen to him.
It's caused 2025 wildfires. Now, to be fair, I think it's fine if you say that the image is wrong. Our rating false. The causes of the LA fires has not been announced as of January 10th. There's no credible evidence the fires were caused by directed energy weapons, whichever.
Like, they're going to announce that. I mean, this is ridiculous. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, I approach this clip with an open mind, but he already, it's like as if they would tell us if they really did use directed. I'm not saying they did or didn't, like, they wouldn't tell us that. That's ridiculous.
Repeatedly and false.
Look, all I know is they got FBI and CIA posted up. They got military. They're talking about bringing military out during Trump's administration now.
Sleep been linked to high profile wildfires for years. If I'm going to be honest, as a newsman, I would just say unverified.
A newsman.
Well, now I think there's lasers.
Did you?
Right. As soon as they say it's not, I'm like, oof.
Did you see the Newsweek thing with Tulsi Gabbard today? Mm-mm. That Alexa Henning put out? So this is incredible. I have it here. Just I pulled it up on X. This was amazing. So Alexa Henning, and she works. I think she.
Now this is John Jack Posobiec or whatever his name is. I can't remember. I haven't looked at his Twitter. Like, he doesn't pop up on my Twitter feed anymore, but he's you know, he's like a political commentator and whatnot. I think he came right out of like the FBI or CIA. I think he's admitted to attending Quantico. So, you know, let's just listen to what he says. I haven't heard this clip yet. Jack Posobiec, I think.
She was in the Trump White House before. So they reached out and they said, "Hi, Tulsi Gabbard spreads Russian and Assad propaganda. Can you comment?" She responds back, "Can you send me exact quotes of this?" They send over a few Newsweek articles. And then she's like, "But wait, there aren't any exact quotes in here. What quotes are you specifically referring to?" And this is this is Sophie Grace Clark, who's another one of these type of fact checkers, and saying, "Have you included her exact quotes?" Here's the response: "That is not what the story is about. I am merely providing context around her choice as a cabinet pick. If I write a longer story on her in the future, I will turn to those quotes. Thank you for sending me your time and your reference to Trump's statement on her nomination. I've used that in the story." So this is amazing because it's like she's saying, "Can you ask me what specific quotes from Tulsi Gabbard you would like me to respond to? And I'll give you a response to them." And
so I don't know. He's just rambling on right now, probably trying to divert attention from this dues and all this shit. But I got another feed right here. We can pull up. This is Patrick Bet-David, the business entrepreneur guy, with Piers Morgan. And they're talking about like the Panama Canal, Greenland, Canada, and Donald Trump. And I thought this would be interesting to play on the show and just kind of dissect it and what's going on and just like what they're saying.
Great. And I think that's what makes it, to me, very exciting. It's interesting, like the reaction to Panama, to Greenland, to Mexico, to Canada, all those things, was sort of, it was a half-hearted attempt to go back to 2016, 17, 18, where every single thing Trump did, everybody went into sort of anaphylactic shock of, you know, it's all terrible, he's evil, blah, blah, blah. When actually all I did was I went away and I Googled all these things, right? I didn't know the history of the Panama Canal very well. And then I found out that in 1977, America gave it away under Jimmy Carter for a dollar, and that it may not have been the best decision America ever took. So actually, from a business point of view, is it actually a good idea to bring it back under American control? Greenland, who owns Greenland? I didn't know Denmark owned Greenland. So I'm kind of fascinated to...
Well, this thing with the Panama Canal, the thing with that is Mexico is got something going on that's going to be far better than the Panama Canal. It's going to undercut the Panama Canal. I've reported on it before. I think we also did a story at Squawk. But essentially, Mexico has its own railway system that they're working on that's going across the land, and it's basically like a canal system on rails, you know what I'm saying? Like they're gonna unload ships at a port onto rail cars or whatever and ship them down, and it's going to be at a lot higher latitude and longitude, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like closer to America. It's not as far south as the Panama Canal. So this is Trans-Isthmus Corridor, and it's going to be a total alternative for the Panama Canal, and it's a railway corridor, like I was saying. And really, is what we should be doing is teaming up with Mexico on that, and then eradicating the cartels down there. This is an interoceanic rail, and it will down at the bottom of Mexico at that thin part, it will go through right there and go right into the Gulf of what will become the Gulf of America, according to Donald Trump. So there's that. And a lot of people talking about these California fires.
Did in fact try to overturn the 2020 election. Smith said there's enough evidence, but...
So what would you do?
I didn't...
Time with my family and create a life of freedom to enjoy our new home.
Let's see. Hold on one sec. Let's see if we can pull up this news feed because they are
a nation at war.
Hurricane Helene screaming across the state,
and that's why ABC News Live never stops.
Taking you to the center of the story.
As news breaks,
okay,
live.
So
ABC News Live is there for you.
They're getting ready to
live.
Come right back in on ABC. We'll take a listen real
stories.
Quick because
ABC News Live Prime going.
They might be talking about the fire. I want to see what a couple of these outlets are saying. If there's any new details.
I'm Lindsay Davis. Wherever the...
Yeah, this whole LA fire thing is just out of control. There was the fire crept up over these ridges, like in the Hollywood Hills area. And I watched it come up on this video that got taken down really fast. But to be honest, they weren't even evacuating the people. And there were sheriffs driving around that could have been on their loudspeakers and getting people out of the houses. And that thing came up so quick that, I mean, I'm almost thinking like the people burned in their houses, in their homes. I know they're saying there's only like 24 dead and this and that. But it seems really weird. I don't even know if any of that is trustable, you know? I wonder if I can pull in a feed on this. Let's see. They're taking down a lot of these...
has to go, and then establishing a framework to secure additional regulatory relief and resources. As was mentioned, the assistance centers will start today.
This is the mayor.
The first ever disaster recovery center for victims of the Palisades and Hertz fires will open, which will help people who have lost vital records, birth certificates, driver's license, social security, etc. Help those who have experienced loss or damage to their homes apply for disaster relief loans and provide referrals. We heard the public health officer say that nurses will be available at the disaster recovery centers, but also mental health counselors will be as well. So for more information, you can go to lacity.gov. So the center opens.
Whatever. They don't even have the right websites listed on this. They take you to Democrat funding sites, which I find really suspicious. You know, I mean, like they're just linking these things. Let's see what they're saying on this channel. The Sunset Fire ignited in Hollywood Hills, burning 60 acres in 4 hours. The blaze had grown to more than 15,000 acres by January 8th to 17,200 acres by January 9th. So they're just running some type of generic thing. I'm telling you, it's weird. It's like they're blocking any type of live streaming on this from like locals in LA. They're just trying to say like cell towers are down, but we're not really getting much information on these wildfires like directly at the time it's actually happening. And a lot of these places are way behind on their information. So I think it's some type of manipulation of the information. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see like what's going on with that, but they're saying like these winds are going to pick up and whatnot, and it's going to basically blow backwards through the city of LA, back toward the ocean. And that's going to pose problems for any of these firefighters out there. Then, of course, they got militaries. It's martial law. There is curfews, which is unconstitutional. They are not allowed to enact curfews, and they absolutely are. They're impeding Americans' travel. So it's a violation of our civil rights. And they've already overstepped their boundaries. And so you're living in Nazi Germany at this point, because they're telling people you can't go to your property that you own. You'll never be able to live there again. You can't go back. You can't return to the area, this and that. There's these banks just coming in, swooping stuff up. Gavin Newsom's talking about just selling land out from underneath people. And essentially, people will end up with nothing. The banks will make sure, and the way that, you know, the way this will work is they'll ultimately just build like high density housing, like the line in that Middle Eastern civilization that they're going to build, that's like a wall, and people just live in it. They'll have that. It'll look like it'll look ridiculous. And BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street own all this shit. And that's that. And that's who you'll pay rent to. And they'll just give you work credits, you know, and you'll just go do your job and you'll work in this line. And it's just going to be a pointless existence. By the way, guys, support the show. Help keep everything going. I got lots of bills to pay and not enough money to do it. Grab my book if you can. Pre-order it. Hidden Access. The link's in the description. You know, I'm trying to do what I can. I just got off of a 90-day of writing that book and getting that out. So please help keep everything going if you can. Hopefully we could get phone lines and stuff like that, but it all costs money and I don't have it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
I don't know what to think about this. I think that these fires might, you know, they said, oh, yeah, now there's the auto fire. Just all these different spot fires throughout the surrounding area of the city of Los Angeles. Now, lots of celebrity homes destroyed in the inferno. 16 celebrity homes that I know of that were reduced to ash. This is on squawk.com. SQAUK is how you spell it. SQAUK.com. Links in the description to the website. And it's on the main page. And these raging fires, they've totally wreaked havoc. I mean, just unprecedentedly obliterating neighborhoods, turning them into dust, and sparing nothing or no one in their path. So not even Hollywood elite are immune from this fire. This is from Malibu to the hills of Brentwood. And it burned out Paris Hilton's house, Jeff Bridges, Billy Crystal, Mandy Moore, Mel Gibson, who we listened to a clip the other day from Mel Gibson, the actor from The Princess Bride, Anthony Hopkins, Diane Warren. unbelievable amount of celebrity homes. Ricky Lake, I went and did all this research and pulled out some of these articles and had them put this together so we could get this out. Melissa Rivers, Miles Teller, lots of different people that we know. John Goodman, Anna Faris. So a lot of these people, basically their homes destroyed. Dennis Quaid said he knows of over 100 people with destroyed homes from the wildfires. And so I don't know. I think that this, the way the rhetoric is, the way that they're talking, the way that they're terming, you know, the officials in L.A., are terming all this, it really does sound like we're going to see a lot more fires in the next day or so. Like it's actually going to ramp up. So like, I don't know. Let's see. I want to give a big shout out to Pam and all of our mods, but Pam for throwing down some money to help keep everything going. I'm going to see what I could do to maybe get us some phone lines here soon and maybe check into some other options. They don't have Skype numbers anymore, and I could maybe use that other phone service that I was using before, but it's hard to, believe it or not, it's hard to hook up phones and get this done, and then there's like kind of like a gatekeeping market on that. And I'm trying to think of how I used to do it a long time ago. There was like one way, like a decade ago, but I don't know. I'll think about it. Lots of potential for elevated fire risk and fires, but it sounds like they're anticipating it, like they're expecting it. It also, you know, they've used rhetoric like they've started the fires, like they were the ones that started them. People are starting to trip on this. This whole, you know, people are noticing. I mean, Mel Gibson, even, you know, he's kind of like a black sheep in Hollywood, anyways. But he's risking a lot. He came out. He basically said he thinks there's something to it. You know, he's like, how, you know, this can't all be coincidental. And he's talking about, you know, what I think is the biggest PSYOP, which is one of the largest PSYOPs that they run on the American people right now is the fact that they want you to believe that there's incompetence. They want you to believe that there is incompetence in all forms of government, and that every decision they make is a wrong decision, but it's just not true. All of this stuff is being done by design for the most part. Obviously there's big power brokers, bankers, banksters coming in that are going to be buying up this land in California. It's going to be just like, they're already doing it. I mean, it's already taking place. Snoop Dogg was talking about how he's been dealing with a bank recently. And, you know, in doing so, I would imagine that, you know, the bank is asking them, hey, which ones of your celebrity friends lost their house so we can go buy this up? So, you know, shout out to Blaine for help keeping the lights on over here. Thanks, Blaine. Appreciate it. Guys, thanks so much. You know, this show's not, it's unique from every other show on YouTube, or at least 99% of them, in terms of they don't let me make any revenue from my channel. So I can't monetize anything on my channel, and so it's up to the listeners to kind of help keep all this going, because I can't afford it right now. And believe it or not, there's a lot of costs that go along with, like, you know, I want to add the StreamYard video again. Maybe now we'll be able to do that. But I went to StreamYard. I'm going to have to try this other system, because I went to StreamYard the other day and their prices went up, and I was like, oh, no way. So they're really making it hard for people that are getting the truth out, and you know, they're basically, not only have they taken away a lot of people's revenue streams that are out there really doing the truth. You know, if you're not really doing the truth, if you're like a Timcast where you're like, ah, we should listen to fact checkers, and I would believe anything the fire chief says. Shit, if the fire chief told us no directed energy weapons were used, I would believe that for sure. You know, that kind of shit, that gets you paid on YouTube. They like that. They pay people like that. People like me who tell you the truth, the just like straight up how it is, or at least my opinion of straight up how it is, with no added, no cap or whatever, like, that's what they can't have. So they don't allow that. So that's why it's up to you guys to support the show. So thanks, Blaine and Pam. Excellent. And I titled this Total Shit Show, America Destroyed, because America is being destroyed by design. They're driving it down the tubes. They're just sending it down the drain. They're undoing everything that was good about a once great nation. And they're just literally turning it into a third world country right before our eyes. And it's terrible, really, if you think about it. And Americans should be disappointed about this. You know, that their government has essentially totally failed them when it's come to this. You know, just anything and everything is a failure nowadays, the way they have this. I'm trying to see if we can get an update on some of these winds and fires. Let's see what we can get right here. Because they're saying these winds are actually going to be strong, I'm pretty sure.
Of wildfires in Southern California, a new wave of Santa Ana winds threatens to escalate the spread of the flames still burning. CBC News science and climate specialist Darius Madavi joins me live from Vancouver with more. So Darius, what are conditions like in the Los Angeles area right now?
Unfortunately, Andrew, winds have continued to pick back up, and they are expected to peak today, but then also surge again tomorrow. Now, right now, conditions are very hot and dry, and with those winds picking up, there's good reason for that fire weather warning to have been issued, which you can see here really blanketing the entirety, almost the entirety of the LA County area. They actually issued, the National Weather Service in the U.S. issued a special type of fire weather warning. It's called a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning. Now, those, they said, should only be issued every 3 to 5 years, maybe once a decade, but this is the second time in a week that they've issued one for LA, which just gives you an idea of how dangerous this situation is. Now, here are the latest fire perimeters given out by the U.S. Government as they've continued to fight these fires. You can see the Palisades fire has continued to grow a little bit more. The Eaton fire as well. The Hearst fire and the Kenneth fire, though, are very much contained. 97%.
So this is, you know, taking up the whole area, encompassing L.A. all the way past a Thousand Oaks, Ojai, Fillmore, Santa Clara, Panoma, you know, all the way down to the Mexican border, and then it just straight up stops at the Mexican border.
Of those fires, but the perimeter is completely contained, and hopefully we'll continue
70,
to see progress.
70, 80, 90 mile an hour
Palisades
winds, hurricane force
well.
Winds
now, if we zoom
coming
out here, you can see the peak gusts that we saw yesterday, especially areas a little bit further west of those fires.
76
the peak
miles
wind
per
gusts,
hour peak.
But also unfortunately missing some of those areas like the Eaton Fire, where we haven't seen particularly strong winds there. But if we go into today, you can see some of those winds starting to pick up in some of these areas. And it does seem likely that we'll see those higher winds spread to other areas as well in the next few hours. And then again, tomorrow as those winds surge. Now, if you take a look here, you can see where those fire weather warnings are highest. This is sort of the total
Long Beach, Riverside, LA itself, Santa Clara, Santa Barbara.
In some of these areas, and those fives and sixes are places that I'm sure people on the ground, firefighters on the ground,
prepare for LA to burn tonight, possibly, and through the day tomorrow. And it will be interesting to see if they're going to catch more of these arsonists that have been walking around with blow torches, gas cans, all sorts of stuff, even disguised as firefighters. So there's been a ton of stuff, shenanigans going on. You know, who knows what the real truth about all this is, but it's not normal. The way that these cars are blown and melted out. And again, we have trees everywhere that aren't even ignited, dry brush, not even ignited, but entire homes burn out. Then homes perfectly standing in areas right next to burnout homes, like they were targeted. We have the President Biden even saying that they looked targeted, that he couldn't believe it himself. It actually looked like a targeted war scene, he was saying. And so, you know, I don't know what to think about all that, but if, you know, and you know they're doing this shit. If they're sitting there burning Americans out, obviously they got a bigger plan, but I don't think it's just about that. I think it's about what Jordan Maxwell and myself were talking about in my film Shackled to Silence, which you can get DVD copy in the description. I think they're trying to push people out of California. They know how bad it's going to get. Whether they think it's going to be like a battle of the fittest scenario, like Mad Max, or earthquakes and destruction, or tidal wave, or Cascadia, whatever they think is coming, they're getting people out of there. And I think that they're using these fires to push people out, and then they're going to take advantage of it. Hey, they're definitely going to kill two birds with one stone. That's how the elite do it. You know, that's how they're always been setting themselves up and making their moves. They do it like a chessboard. They run this shit from their castles, you know. That's how they do it, you know, the elite. And you know, they own these banking systems, and right now the Rothschild banking system is pretty much a banking dynasty throughout the world. And there's several countries that aren't part of this, and they're not using these world currencies, and they don't like that. You know, North Korea is one of these. Countries that don't conform to this will get picked off and knocked off by these major powers once and for all. But there's a lot going on within this wildfire scenario that we're going to see unfold, and then the whole insurance scam to follow, and then insurance rates are going up. And then what they're really trying to do is, with inflation and insurance rates going up, they're trying to work every American out of their home so the banks can repossess them. As soon as they can get every American to be late on their payments and get 90 days in, they'll just take the home. So that's what they're looking to do, because AI is going to start taking everyone's jobs, and then the bankers will take everyone's homes. And then what they'll do is they'll smart cities. They'll have it all. They'll know when you open your door, when you shut your door, when you open your bathroom door, you know, when you basically know when you eat, sleep, and shit. Where you go to your work, you know, they'll have you working in that line. You know, you'll go to work and you'll just like you'll have to creep into work like after taking a shit, and they'll be like, oh yeah, you have access to your work now. You got to go for 8 hours and do 8 hours of service because you're going to get your rent, but you'll be happy. We'll give you some credits right here. Scan that QR code, get that, you know, you'll have to get chipped. They'll have people chipped. And that's the direction that they're going with all of this. See, it's unfortunate that, you know, America will be a completely AI'd out smart city. So, it's, you know, they'll have it all AI'd out. AI, I mean, they'll have the AI smart cities AI'ing people out, basically. It's going to be nuts, man. RoboCop, all of this stuff. I'm trying to look something up at the meantime, at the same time I'm doing all this. But, you know, guys, if you haven't got my book yet, get it. The link's in the description, or click the link tree. There's some links in there. It tells you where you can get it right now. It's available everywhere February 1st. So it'll become available on Amazon and other places. Right now, I think you can get the paperback at Barnes & Noble. And you can get the ebooks at Apple Books and KDP, Kindle. Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World. And yeah, that book will be available February 1st. I'll read the overview for you. In Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World, investigative journalist Shepard M. Bellis uncovers the chilling connections between ancient prophecies, modern science, and clandestine operations reshaping humanity's future. Drawing from decades of research, Ambellus reveals how a massive celestial body known as Planet X or Nibiru is nearing Earth, bringing catastrophic natural disasters and societal collapse in its wake. As the Nemesis star system approaches, governments worldwide scramble to maintain control through advanced surveillance, AI policing, and underground survival bunkers. At the same time, shadowy forces prepare for the long-prophesied return of the Anunnaki. Combining investigative journalism with ancient history and modern conspiracy, this gripping expose challenges readers to question the world around them and what lies ahead. So that's the book you're going to want to get in the description. And I don't know. I'm curious if I can... I want to get more reports out of LA directly. I'm not even seeing these things on Twitter, really. Just like one guy popped on and said there's CIA at all these checkpoints and like literally like FBI and stuff. and then you can't find anything else. There's not a lot of like user videos. And I find that so odd. Like they're literally trying to limit this entire information stream, like they're scrubbing it. It is unbelievable. Guys, I'll be back on tomorrow. I might have to come on in the morning. If LA is burning down, make sure and catch me in the morning because I'll be doing a morning show. If it's not that eventful, I'll just be back on at regular time. And I'm going to try to get some videos out during the day tomorrow, just regular little videos and updates on the situation. But we'll have to see. I mean, let the shit show begin, I guess. It's too bad for a lot of people in California that this is going on, but you know, what did they expect, really? I mean, it was pretty obvious. I was up in California and that was really obvious to me that it was a fire prone area, even where I was. And they're, you know, they're saying now like the whole surrounding area of LA and all this, it's insane to think about. But guys, my throat's killing me. I got to get out of here today. I don't have any water here with me or anything. So I will, I'll be back on tomorrow. If it gets hectic, I'll be back on in the morning. I got some new songs coming out in the future here on Spotify and all that. Videos coming out, music videos, stuff like that. So look forward to that. Thanks very much, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.